Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, May 20th, 2026. In 2024, an international team of researchers led by scientists from University of Massachusetts Amherst found that non-native plants and animals are expanding their ranges 100 times faster than native species. In their report, peer-reviewed and published by the Annual Reviews of Ecology, Evolution, and Systematics, lead researcher Amherst professor Bethany Bradley writes, quote, "Essentially, there's no chance for native species to keep up with climate change without human help," end quote. Our guest today is here to let you know about a workshop next Tuesday on identifying and dealing with invasive plants.
Hi, Amy. So my name's Mary Thibodeau, and I'm the district manager for Hancock County Soil and Water Conservation District. We're right in Ellsworth on the Bucksport Road in the USDA building. And we're a public service organization. We're run locally by a board of volunteers. And so we promote conservation programs with willing landowners. And a very important topic that we've been covering is invasive species lately. Over the past few years, as temperatures have risen, we have a lot of plants that are taking hold and moving north. And some of these are very invasive. Some of these plants, like Oriental bittersweet, which you may have seen, I think many people have seen Japanese knotweed, where it will just take over. These kind of plants, they leaf out early. They tend to dominate like the understory, so other things can't take hold. Some of them are so invasive, they end up altering the soil composition. So like recovery is much more difficult. So we're joining forces with the Humane Cooperative Extension, one of our partners. Nick Rowley over there is the Assistant Extension Professor for Maine Sustainable Agriculture. And he and Chad Hammer, who is an invasive plant biologist with the Maine Natural Areas Program, and the Native Gardens of Blue Hill. I know a lot of your listeners are probably maybe even involved with Native Gardens of Blue Hill, and they're a very on-the-ground nonprofit organization that try to get as many native plants in our area. And they have all kinds of workshops and educational outlets, field sites, and inside workshops. And so our workshop that we're having is May 26th in Castine at the Castine Town Hall. And it's called an Invasive Plant Educational Workshop. And it's to introduce people to the different kinds of invasive plants that are now taking hold in our areas. And it helps people identify them, you know where you might see them, how you can mitigate their growth. And all of them have different ways of spreading and proliferating. So there's different strategies that folks can use. And I think Native Gardens of Blue Hill is actually trying to work on getting groups of volunteers, and we're kind of involved with this too, of people that can in the springtime go in when the plants are still small and try to do some strategies to help stop their growth and their spread. So the reason that we're so worried about invasive plants mainly is because they crowd out native species. And so they kind of mess with the biodiversity that we have here in Maine. They can affect wildlife. They rule out other keystone species sometimes that our local wildlife depend on. And they can affect pollinators too. They can deter pollinators coming in and pollinating the native plants. So we're trying to get groups of people to get together to educate about this. So this workshop will be inside in the morning. We'll have a break for lunch. It's bring your own lunch, but we'll have some snacks and drinks. And then in the afternoon, we're going to go out into the field and we're going to find 6 or 7 different species that we already know on the specific sites. We're going to show people what they are and what can be done to help stop the spread of them. So we really appreciate anyone that can come out. There are still some slots available. You can go to our website, Hancock County Soil and Water, and at the top, you'll see the Castine workshop and you can register there.
That was Mary Thibodeau, District Manager of Hancock County Soil and Water Conservation District. The website is hancockcountyswcd.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.